and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew is not here yet. I say that because I'm holding out the hope that he does show up. I hope he knows he's supposed to be here. He left for a cruise that was, I don't know, you do the math, but that cruise left before Christmas, or I believe the day of or the day after, somewhere right around Christmas with his entire family, and he was heading to go through the Panama Canal, and he was going to Cuba, and I don't know where all he went, but here's my theory of where Drew might be. I'm guessing he got an ass full of his wife somewhere in the middle of probably either going around the Horn or through the Panama Canal, threw her over the deck of the ship and into the water. He was probably arrested and is now staying in some sort of Midnight Express type prison in Panama.
Unacceptable.
And probably has not been able to get to a phone, or if he has, he's had to call his attorney. So he is not in here yet, but I'm assuming he will be in here. And we're all a little confused because we haven't seen him in a couple weeks, and we're not sure if he thinks he's coming back. But he must be coming back today. I mean, he would come back on a Sunday, and it wouldn't be a week from today because that means he'd be on a yacht trip for like 3 weeks. Anyway, System of a Down will be in here later on this week, and we'll have a good time with those guys. And like I said, I hope Drew gets back because we're supposed to eat dinner with those guys on Thursday night. All right, man show on tonight, and let's get to the phones, and I'll see if I can't tackle a few of these calls that aren't too medical intensive. Jeremy?
Yep.
You're 17?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I am homeschooled.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I basically just wanted to know because, I personally love homeschooling.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if.
Why? Because you can beat off during a second period.
No, not quite.
Seriously, how many times do you beat off during a school day?
None.
Really?
Not.
That's discipline. Who's schooling you? Your mom?
Yep.
Oh, Christ. And how does that work? Are there other kids there? It's just you and your mom?
No, it's just me and my mom.
Why do you like that?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I don't have to learn anything that I don't want to.
Yeah, but it's not really about what you learn. It's sort of the process of learning that you learn. Do you know what I mean? I mean, 90% of the stuff you learn is worthless. Listen, everybody, everyone listen to me. It's going to be the name of my next book. Everyone listen to me. Here's what everyone needs. You need to read. You need to write. These are the things you need to learn. And you should all learn to type and do basic math.
Exactly.
And the rest of that, the rest is gravy. You want to know about history? That's gravy. You're interested in it? Watch the History Channel. This is what they should be teaching. But see, I think it's weird when people are homeschooled.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, why did you become homeschooled? Were you getting picked on?
No, not really. It was basically, it just started because, my parents didn't want to put me in school, like in kindergarten or anything, because they basically don't believe in it.
What don't they believe in?
I'm not sure.
But see, here's the thing, Jeremy. 3/4 of life is just worthless. You go to work, you don't work all day. It's just about how to get along.
Okay.
You do your job, but mainly it's about kissing ass, getting along, and not pissing off people that are above you or next to you.
Right, right.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what school essentially is.
It's exactly.
It's a little bit of 1/4 work, and the rest is just sort of learning to get along.
But I don't have to go anywhere every day, and I can basically do what I want.
All right. All I'm saying is one day you got to leave the house.
Yeah, sure. I leave the house all the time, man. I got a job.
Okay. Don't all right.
That.
All
I
right.
I just wanted to know, basically know, I don't meet people.
There you go.
As much as someone in public school.
That's my point. Right.
But I like, do you know of anywhere that I could go to meet people easier?
They ought to have homeschooling mixers.
They do? Stuff like that. I know a bunch of other homeschooled kids.
Yeah, they have like a homeschool prom. I don't know. They wouldn't have it in the gym. They'd probably have it, like, in the garage or the rumpus room. I mean, shouldn't there just be a whole network for homeschooled people?
There's a ton of stuff. They actually have a homeschool day at Great America.
Well, what about a homeschool prom?
I don't know.
Who do you ask? Your mom?
I ask no one. I don't have a girlfriend either. And that really sucks.
It's prom season. You're going to ask your cat, the mailman, or your mom? What's it going to be? All right. Listen, here's how to meet. You have any interest? You go to church or anything?
No.
No. Are you part of a white supremacist movement or anything like that?
Nope.
Any hobbies? What about work? Where do you work?
I actually don't work there anymore because I quit yesterday.
Okay.
But I did work in, like, a gaming store.
Do you have any friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang out with those friends. Are they homeschool geeks?
They're not geeks, but they're homeschooled.
Ooh. I don't know where you homeschool. Like I said, you're going to have to ask your mom to the prom. And then it's going to be tough the next day when your friends are like, did you get any? And you're like, smell my fingers. Jeremy, go to the mall. I don't know. Go to church. Get involved with some group that does something, and then you'll meet those people who do that thing, too. I know it sounds corny, but the guy's homeschooled. He doesn't have a job. All his friends are homeschooled. Get on the Internet and do that homeschooled prom thing. That's my idea. All right, let's talk to Celine. Celine?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Me and my boyfriend, we were just, like, thinking about, like, having anal sex, and I was wondering how,
14? You haven't had anal sex yet?
No.
Oh, man. Hello. 2002. Wow. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Anderson. You're 7? You haven't gone down on a bitch yet? Jesus Christ, the things I say during the commercial breaks. Celine, seriously, how'd you make it to the ripe old age of 14 without any butt love? It's incredible. Oh, well. So the question is, you want to get going?
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, if you can give me, like, any tips on how, like, to make it, like, not hurt, if it's, like, possible, or how to get it in there, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Like I said, by 14, you know, that train's left the station. I mean, usually the anal sex thing is like from 9 to 12, but I guess you're a late bloomer. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
How old's your boyfriend?
I'm gonna, like, do anything.
How old is your boyfriend?
He is 17.
17 and you're 14 and he wants to get into the butt love.
Mm-hmm.
Don't!
And you do everything else with him?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you mean, pretty much?
I haven't given him a blowjob yet, but... You know,
really?
That's another thing to come, yeah.
Well, why not?
I don't know. Just never really came up.
Well, let me explain the sex pecking order chart to you, Celine, since you seem to have some confusion. It goes making out, boob grab, fingering, hand job, blowjob, intercourse, anal sex. You see?
Well, I got it all mixed up.
Yeah, you're taking number 8, and you're sliding it into the number 5 slot or 6 slot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should be focusing on oral sex at 14, not anal sex. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And he's 17. And I don't trust this guy. What's he do?
He goes to school.
Yeah, he's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Is he an okay guy?
Yeah.
Does he treat you right?
Yep.
Where's your dad?
In a camper.
He's in a camper?
Yeah, 18 blocks away.
He lives in a camper?
Yeah.
It's not even a mobile home?
No, it's like a canopy thing, but a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on what land?
On what land?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, his camper. Is it just parked in the woods?
It's in somebody's backyard.
It's in somebody else's yard?
Yeah.
It's not his yard.
No.
That's what I mean. It's one of his loser friends?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeez, what's up with your dad?
Every time he gets money, like, from one of his jobs and, like, gets paid and everything, he, like, goes and spends it on weed.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Your dad's a jackass, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. He's an idiot. I mean, believe me, when you get a little bit older, you'll really know what an idiot he is. And now you're hooking up with older guys, and you're kind of taking all this energy you have, and you're putting it in your ass. Man, that's not the right thing to do, Celine. Don't use yourself up so early. Hey, don't. This is compensation. What about your mom?
I live with her.
How is she?
Huh?
How is she?
She's a bitch.
All right. So everything sucks in your life, right?
Not everything.
Well,
my parents.
Okay. But look, here's what you need to focus on. No anal sex. You're too young.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes.
And if that boyfriend of yours bugs you for it, then he's not a good guy and you should dump him. You need to get your grades up and go far away to college somewhere, possibly becoming a lesbian. All right?
Okay.
Hey, listen, screwball, don't get pregnant.
All right.
What are you guys using for protection?
Condoms. And I'm going to be getting a shot, like, in a couple of weeks where I don't get pregnant.
Okay. And I'm sorry about your dad. Sorry, he's an idiot. Just don't love him anymore. Just move on.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that.
All right, no butt love.
Okay.
Makes the baby Jesus cry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good times. Good times. Let's talk to Kyle. Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Drew is, I'm not sure where tonight.
No.
He's an idiot.
Perhaps in Panama somewhere. Perhaps stuck on the freeway.
Maybe a tribe captured him.
Oh, like a Panamanian tribe?
Like, on my Amazon computer game,
right?
Tribes can capture you and then you'll lose the game.
Well, as you know, that closely mimics real life.
Yes,
as a computer game. So it's a possibility. It's also possible he could have got his ass kicked by Donkey Kong or Super Mario. Kyle, what's up?
I have a theory.
Wait a minute, is it Kylie?
No, this is Kyle.
Kyle the dude?
Kyle the girl.
Oh, Kyle the chick. Okay.
Yes, Kyle the chick.
All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Okay, I've had the hardest time explaining this to your phone screeners. They don't get it.
Well, it's not that they don't get it. It's just they don't care.
No.
He's an idiot.
The girl had to get some other guy to listen to me so he'd get it.
Hey, Kyle?
Yeah?
You want me to hang up on you?
No, I'll tell you my theory.
Well, quit complaining and ask a stupid question.
Okay, it's my twin theory.
Yeah.
And you know how, I don't think I'm really medically correct here, but you know how when, the girl gets pregnant and then there's like one egg and it splits into two to make twins?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're just going to pretend that everyone has like 50 hotness points, you know, like how you look.
Right.
Hotness.
Right.
And so when twins get split, sort of their hotness points.
Right.
Because twins just look kind of weird these days. I've noticed that.
Well, see, I disagree with you. We have a couple of twins on the man show that are hot.
Oh, no. I also have a theory for them, too, for twins that are hot.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you are meant as one person to have more, like 100, or maybe like 150, so that when they get split,
right,
they have 75 as an individual person, so they look pretty normal.
Yeah, but here's the problem with your theory is there's a ceiling to hotness points.
Hmm?
I mean, you have like 10 hotness points for everybody, and some people are threes and some people are nines.
Yeah.
But you can't just say, well, these twins were destined to be 15s, so when they got split, they became 2 7.5s. That's retarded. Listen, they're hot twins. The Barbie twins were hot. The Double Mint twins were hot. The Hee Haw twins were hot. There's a lot of hot twins out there.
Yeah, because they have more hotness points.
So you're saying that if one of the Barbie twins, and they've been around the block a little bit, but let's go back to 1989 or something.
Right.
If one of the Barbie twins had not been a twin, if she'd just come out as one person...
Yeah.
And it was just the Barbie, then instead of being a 9, she'd be an 18.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, listen. You know, I got a theory about your IQ. I think you split that with your dead twin that died on the slab.
Oh, all right? I don't have a dead twin.
Okay, listen, stop thinking so much and then see if you can rustle up a date for the prom, all right?
Okay.
Do you have a date?
I think that girl that wanted to go with you to the prom, she's not too smart.
You going out with anybody?
No.
All right. Stop eating so much and stop thinking so much and get busy.
You're fat.
Find yourself a man.
Okay.
All right? You spend too much time sitting around, not exercising, and doing too much thinking. Thank you. I know it sounded cruel, but someone's got to tell these folks. I was just sitting around eating and thinking. She's not going to the prom. And listen, everybody, all you guys that spend a lot of time, let's say, writing poetry, thinking of profound thoughts like the twin splitting with the hotness points and things like that, you folks who make music or who do art, do drawings, paintings, things like that, most of it is ass. You see what I'm saying? So now you're just wasting your time. Meaning, you think you're engaged in a real cerebral process by sitting around and thinking all the time, except for the stuff you're thinking about is retarded. Now you're wasting your time. It's only good if you think of good stuff. And I'll be the judge of that. All right.
What's so special about you?
Let's get back to the phones and talk to Eddie, who's on line 4, 16 years old. Eddie?
Hey.
Hey.
So what you up to today?
Are you stoned?
No.
Really?
No, I'm just cold.
Why?
I don't know. No, because I'm in my room and it's cold in here.
I see. So you're saying you're cold because it's cold where you are.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get my scratch pads. And that works all for everybody?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
No, because I'm in the garage.
Oh, you're in the garage?
Yeah, because I live here.
I see. You're in the garage. That's fine. Well, that would have been an answer that we wouldn't have had to have this discussion over if you told me up top. Okay, so you're in the garage because you don't want your parents to hear you?
No, I live here. It's my room.
Oh, you live in the garage?
Yeah.
It's got a slab floor, no insulation?
No, I actually, put a carpet in. And
right, over the slab?
Yeah.
And did you insulate? Did you put some drywall up?
Just on the roof. Sidewalls are freaking cold.
Yeah, they're just open studs?
Yeah.
With that one horizontal 1x6 going across?
Yeah, sort of. And I messed up in the middle, so there's this big hump.
Yeah. All right, that's bad times. But I used to live in our garage, too, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, it is cold in there. I set my blanket on fire at night with my space heater.
So
what's your question?
Well, I have this weird-ass question. Since I was little, I go camping a lot to the beach, mm-hmm. and ever since I had to use public bathrooms, I wouldn't just sit on them with my behind, skin,
right.
skin to the side, so I would just kneel on them. And ever since that, I would just
hold on a second. Kneel down meaning you're sitting on your heels?
Yeah, sitting on my heels. If you were crouching down.
Right, so on these toilets at the campsites,
yeah.
you put your shins on the toilet.
No, my shins, my heels.
Oh, well, that's not kneeling, that's crouching.
Yeah, crouching, yeah.
Wait a minute, your heels?
Hold on. Yeah.
Your heels, are your heels on the ground?
No, they're on the toilet, they're on the bowl.
And you're facing outward?
Yeah.
And you're shins, then, must be on the toilet seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second. Didn't I say your shins were on the toilet seat 10 minutes ago, and he said, no, my heels are on the toilet seat, and then we took another lap around the park with this crappy crap story? Jesus Christ. All right, Eddie. So your shins are on the toilet, and you're kneeling.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what?
And ever since that, I've been just using the bathroom like that because I have this fear of sitting on it.
At home, you use
yeah,
the bathroom that way?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'12", almost 6".
Almost.
Yeah.
How far away from?
A centimeter off.
Oh, I see. So when you're in Europe. You're not quite 6 foot, but you're exactly 6 foot when you're stateside?
Yeah. The metric system thing.
Yeah, right. Hold on. Anderson, write that down somewhere. How tall am I? 5'12". Almost 6". See, I can never think of good examples of how dumb the people who call this show are. And now, if I could just write that down. It's 5'12". Well, listen, you keep drinking that milk and working out, and you're going to get to 6 foot in no time, Eddie.
All right.
Now, here's what I'd like you to do. At 6 foot, it seems tough to put your knees on the toilet seat without the back of your feet pushing against the toilet bowl or the toilet tank. Doesn't that push you too far forward?
You didn't understand what I was saying. You know how you crouch down? If you're going to, like, you know how in the pitcher in baseball? Like,
yes,
you know, the catcher.
Yes.
He goes like that. Yeah,
yes.
That's basically how I take a...
Okay. That, okay. Oh, my God. I've got... Hey, Anderson, next to... The 512 answer, write down, Adam, kill yourself. I don't want to forget. I keep forgetting. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'12". Almost 6.
Almost. Oh, that jackass Eddie. First he said I kneel on the toilet. So I said, you kneel, you put your shins on the toilet seat? And he said, no, my ankles. And I said, so you squat down over the seat? And he said, no, I kneel. And then I said, so you put your shins on the seat? And he said, yes, I put my shins on the seat. Yeah, look, everybody takes a dump that way when they're camping. Nobody plants their ass on the seat. Ironically, this is probably why the camping toilet seat's in the best shape out of all the toilet seats. Because every mofo goes in there, thinks he's a genius, and he's invented a new way of taking a dump, which is not putting his ass on the seat. I understand that. And you know what, Eddie? If this is the way you take a crap, then this is the way you take a crap. I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. I'm sure it's good for you. It's good exercise for your thighs to do that squatting. And I'm sure your parents don't mind you not putting your grubby ass all over the toilet seat. And then later on your roommate and then your wife and then the guy shares the head with you at the nursing home later on in life. So that's fine. If that's the way you do it, then do it. We'll take a little break. I was thinking, how do you read on the can when you're squatted that way? But then I thought, I bet Eddie isn't a big reader. That was it's just a hunch, but I'm going along with it. All right, Dr. Drew, I don't know where, me, here, you, there, and we'll be back with more Loveline after this. Hey, y'all, Loveline, I'm Adam. Dr. Drew is mysteriously missing tonight. We will dock him his pay and yell at him when we see him. Although I was just talking to producer Ann, and we're slightly concerned because she had it in her calendar that he was supposed to be back here tonight, and he is not back here tonight. And I know it's been 2 or 3 weeks since he left on his trip, because I know when he left. And he's a pretty responsible guy, and we've not heard from him. So we're hoping like hell that he didn't get into some kind of accident or some sort of run into some kind of trouble along the way. I don't assume that he did, but there's always that possibility. So we'll anxiously await any news we get on Dr. Drew and fill you in as soon as we get it. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I was thinking, since it's just me tonight, obviously we're not going to take too many medical questions until Drew walks through that door. Although from sitting next to him, I've absorbed enough over the years, so I can probably take a crack at some of them. Well, why don't you tell me what you got for Christmas when you call up? Tell me if it was a good one or a bad one.
Oh, boy. Now, this is wonderful.
Yeah. And tell me what your New Year's rezo was, too, so I can make fun of it and then call you this time next year and make fun of you again. Okay, let's talk to Anna. Anna?
Mm-hmm.
You're 18?
I'm 18?
Yeah.
No.
No, oh, says
I'm
18.
I'm 15 and a half.
Oh, says yeah. 18. All right.
He didn't ask me my age, so he just made an educated guess.
What'd you get for Christmas?
Lots of clothes.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Boring.
No, they were really cool clothes.
Yeah, you chicks like clothes. Guys,
no, I know. I don't usually get clothes.
They get clothes.
So So this is good.
All right, what's your New Year's rezo?
To get good grades.
Boring.
What the hell's up with you? You got a sweater, you want to get better grades? What kind of life are you leading?
What?
This is a very boring life you're leading.
It's been filled with excitement.
All right. What's your problem?
Well, see, my dad's, like, stupid or a jerk.
Yeah.
And a deadbeat, in a way. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, your opinion if I should change my last name. Because technically my last name is, well, should I say my last name?
Yeah, I'll hear it. What the hell?
Okay. My last name is Donovan.
Donovan?
Technically, but
yeah.
So far it's like Hayes or something.
Well, hold on a second.
What?
What's your dad's last name?
Hayes. Yeah. No.
All right. That's not bad.
Well, see, I wanted to change it because when I was born, my mom, she like turned to my dad because I was born out of wedlock, and she turned to my dad and was like, what should I put on the last name? And he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And so she just put Donovan, so technically it's Donovan.
So Donovan is not her name or his name?
Huh? No, it's her name.
Oh.
It's her maiden name.
Yeah, all right. Well, just tell me about that part.
She changed her last name to Gabriel, so.
Okay, I don't even want to know why. Look, pick the coolest one. As a matter of fact, why don't you just make your last name like McCool?
Well, I don't know, because it's
kind of
complicated. I don't know.
Change your first name to, Skeet, and your last name to McCool.
Well, I was just wondering, you think I should do that, though? Because, like...
Well, you don't like your dad?
Well, I called before, actually, so...
Hey, look, does he drink? Is he an idiot? Does he not pay attention to you?
He pushed me out of a car.
Was the car moving?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, and he got arrested and stuff. And there's actually court coming up and stuff like that.
Okay, Anna, let me just tell you real fast.
Yeah?
Here's where you need all your energy to go.
What?
Not in the name. That means nothing.
Listen,
your last name could be Hitler and it wouldn't make a difference.
Uh-huh.
And don't worry about the name. You put your energy into not letting your horrible dad ruin the rest of your life.
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to, like, make it so, like,
yeah, but the superficial part with the name is just that. It's superficial. I mean, you got to focus on not letting his sort of... emotional history haunt and influence the rest of your life. You got to get good grades. You got to go away to college. You got to not get pregnant at 16. You got to not hook up with an abusive a-hole like your dad. You can't be attracted to the things that you may be attracted to because of this guy. That's where your focus should be, okay?
Yeah.
And then go with McCool or Rockola. Maybe I shouldn't say anything over the air, but sometimes when Drew and I travel, we go by fake names because we go to these colleges, and sometimes people know our name, and if it's the only hotel in town, then the college kids call you at 5 in the morning. Actually, one time, I'll tell this story because I haven't told it in a long time, and I think producer Ann likes it. We did West Virginia. And basically what got me into this is we travel with fake names, and I forgot what my fake name was because I hadn't done it in a long time, and I was trying to check into the hotel, and I kept telling them my name, and they kept telling me I wasn't in the hotel, and I was getting angrier and angrier at the people who are supposed to check me in, and as it turns out, it was Ace Rock Cole or something like that. But one time when we did West Virginia about 2 or 3 years ago, I got home, and there was a... Oh, I don't know. There was a drunken rambling message on my phone machine about some chick. She was laughing. Hey, Adam, when are we gonna get together? You're in West Virginia. Come on over. Don't you party with me? And it was a little sex sprinkled into it and whatnot. Anyway, I got home late. I don't know why, what we did after the gig, but I had to get up, make a flight, like an 8 a.m. flight. So I had to get up at like 6. And I got up at 6 and I called her from my hotel room, and she was asleep, and she picked up the phone and she's like, huh, who is this? And I'm like, hey, it's Adam, baby. Huh? Adam who? Adam Carolla, you called. You called last night. You wanted a party. Let's party. I got, who is this? It's Adam, baby. I'm back in the hotel, and I want to swing. What time is it? It's 6. I got to make a flight in a couple hours. I got time to party just a little bit. I got to be at class. Oh, but you can't blow off class one day to party. Anyway, I ran this chick around for like 15 minutes. She was asleep. And I'm sure she did one of those things where she hung up and went back to sleep and then woke up at 8:30 and had some vague memory that maybe Adam called her, but not quite sure. Anyway, so we give fake names to travel. And I oftentimes forget the fake name and can't get into the hotel. Let's move on and speak to Dan, who's 16. Dan?
Yep.
You're 16?
Yes,
what'd you get for Christmas, Dan?
I got a lot of CDs. Puddle of Mud, who was in there last week, I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice CD, though.
Good.
Yeah.
And your parents got you that?
Yeah, my mom did.
And you have to tell them which one to get?
Yeah. And it has that little boy peeing on the front, so she didn't like that.
Right. But if you don't tell them, you're gonna
go and buy me some stupid present, like clothing.
Right.
Underwear.
Right, right. All right. What's up there, Dan?
I was wondering, why do the majority of men prefer real boobs than fake boobs on a woman?
Well, why do we prefer real leather as opposed to fake leather? And why real? You substitute whatever the object is. Real's always better than fake. Mm-hmm. And also, there's a backlash against fake because fake used to be, fake was real interesting when it was a novelty and no one seemed to have it and people couldn't figure out how someone could have boobs that would defy gravity this way. But now that everybody, school teachers got fake cans now, and it's not a novelty anymore, and there's a little backlash against it. But it's also one of those societal things that stuff is real cool as long as only a couple of cool people have it, and then when everyone gets it, it's not cool anymore.
Exactly.
Why, you like real?
I don't really matter to me.
Yeah.
I mean, fake is okay and real is okay. It just depends on, really, I mean, how it feels.
You've never touched one, have you, Dan?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You touch a fake one?
No.
No. But you've touched a real one?
Yeah.
Outside of the family?
Hmm?
Outside of the family? I mean, like a girl? Not your sister or nothing like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You have a girlfriend?
No, not at the time, no.
But you're a virgin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Now, I've said this to Drew many times. 16 years old, calling the show, male. Listen to Puddle of Mud, felt the boob, but yet knew he was a virgin. There is a tone to a man's voice who is a virgin, and Dan spoke in that tone. All right, let's move ahead. We'll just, I'm just going down the line here. Lance?
Yeah.
You're 29?
29.
What'd you get for Christmas?
I got the Tony Hawk remote control skateboard. And cool Raiders leather jacket.
Yeah, 29, huh?
Yep, 29.
You're gay.
And does your mom let you play with that? I mean, late at night when she's trying to get some sleep?
My mom's back in California.
Oh, you kicked her out, huh?
Yeah, I got rid of her.
And you living in the old house?
No, I'm living in Oklahoma.
Oh, I see. Working?
Oh, yeah, I'm working.
All right, there, buddy. All right, what's up there, Lance?
I had a question about the door jam on my door.
Oh, yeah. Let's take some carpentry questions tonight. That's
yeah.
Fine.
The door sticks.
Yep.
Summertime.
Yep.
And I was wondering if you knew any remedies for that.
Yeah. Well, where's it sticking? At the top?
Yeah, it's sticking right at the top left-hand corner.
What are you doing with the phone there, Lance?
Oh, I'll get you moved out of there. I'm at work, so.
Yeah. Where are you working?
I'm working as a traffic analyst for a credit card company.
I see. What does that mean?
Well, whenever the calls come through,
mm-hmm.
See, we handle multi portfolios for different banks.
I see. All right, I'm bored. Hold on.
Okay.
So, Lance, your door's sticking.
Right.
And the reason it's sticking away from the hinge at the top, right?
Right.
On the knob side, or as we like to call the strike side. Not the butt side, which is the hinge side.
Right.
And it's sticking up there because it's sagging, And the door jamb is staying where it is, but the door is starting to move over. And so if you picture two squares, one square just a little bit smaller than the one it's inside of, and then one leaning a little, the upper left-hand corner up there is going to hit the door jamb.
Right.
So you need to tighten up the screws that are in the upper hinge of that door. Are those hinges tight? Are those screws tight?
I don't know. Hopefully my wife's listening right now and checking it as we speak.
She should tighten those screws up. The other thing she can do is, you shouldn't be sanding or planing the door down because nothing moved.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is the door didn't change shape and the jamb most likely didn't change shape, but something hung, something sagging. You need to pull it back into shape, not start cutting on it.
Okay.
All right, so tighten the top screws in the hinges in the upper hinge. And then take a block of wood and a hammer and shut the door and put it on the hinge knuckle and whack it a couple times the way you want it to go.
Wow.
That'll tweak it and bend it out that way.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah. All right, and listen everybody, if you want to move it, if you want to move something, tighten all the hinges down. Oh, forget it. I get excited.
You are my teacher.
Here's what I'm saying. When you tighten all the hinges of your door that's either dragging or scraping or whatever, you can move it around. You can take a hammer and take a hammer and whack the knuckles of the hinge the opposite way, and the door will suck over a little bit. All you need is a 16th of an inch. Or if you got a door where you want the hinge to go the other way or you want the thing to bow out, you can open the door and put a little spacer, like a nail or something, in the hinge, and then close it, and it'll bend it out as you push it shut.
Thank God for Dr. Drew.
Oh, we got to take a break. All right. Well, we'll take your home improvement questions tonight. I'll answer any questions you like about my high school football playing days. And we'll talk about what you got for Christmas after this. Howdy, y'all. Loveline, I'm Adam. Dr. Drew will be with us tomorrow night. We've got an answer to our question. And phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Jay McGraw is going to be in here tomorrow night, System of a Down, a little bit later on in the week. Also, next week, Joe Rogan. Jeez, you guys watch that Fear Factor? I was watching the Celebrity Fear Factor. And, yeah, Coolio won. Celebrities aren't as big a pusses as you think. Like, you kind of think, they're a celebrity, they got to be a puss. But they all sat there, including, this was Coolio, this was that wrestler chick, Donny Osmond, what's her name, John Travolta's, Kelly Preston, and they put a clear Lucite box on their head, and they dumped a whole, like, 20 pounds of mealworms in there, so that it was, like, basically up to their chin. And mealworms, and then they dumped some millipedes that were just sort of like centipedes, but had a million more legs. I don't know what they are. I was cool with all those things, and then came the scorpions, and that's where I get weird. And I suppose everyone else would get weird too. But I would rather take another 500 pounds of worms in those millipedes or whatever the hell they were. And not that, I think they're emperor scorpions or whatever. They're black as night and they have huge pinchers on them. And they just dump them on your head and they just crawl all over your head and your ears and your nose. And they crap all over you. And you're getting this, and there's John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, getting all this bug crap on her and everything. And they all did it. And I think I may have wussed on that one. I know there's peer pressure, but Jesus Christ, it's not like the money's going in your pocket. It's for charity, for Christ's sake. So the kids eat beans one night. They don't have to eat steak every night. Besides, someone's going to win and give them the charity money. You know what I mean? Why does it need to be your stinking charity? Oh, anyway, I might do the next celebrity one, but trying to put my feelers out there because I don't want to agree to do it and then say I have to, dive into a kiddie pool of roaches or something. I'll freak. I think I can handle this. Like, I would rather deal with an alligator than a roach. I would rather deal with a, you know, handful. I'd rather have a bunch of snakes dumped on me than those, you know, bunch of roaches and, yeah. Ooh, yeah, go ahead, Ann.
Will you eat anything as well?
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, too.
That's awful.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't want to eat a cow's eyeball, and I don't want to eat, you know, a water bison scrotum sack, and that stuff's all weird to me, too. I mean, can't we just do one where it's like, you know, there's something's lit on fire and I got to run past it or something. I mean, why do I got to eat a moth? Yeah, that stuff's
I would not agree to do this.
No. Okay. Well, Ann says no. But see, here's the thing. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I got an inside connection so I can get a little idea of some of the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But something's going to be bad. You have to either eat something or have
right.
snakes all over you.
I got no problem with the bungee jumping, and I got no problem with, like, some jousting on a high wire or doing anything like, you know, doing some stunt where I roll a car or something. I have zero problem with any of that stuff. It's just the part where I get the, you know, 4,000 snails to crawl on my naked body. While seagulls pick them off is the part that freaks me out. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you better hope the producer doesn't hate you and they're not listening.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, I don't know. I didn't give anything away. All right. All right, so anyway, I don't know why that Fear Factor thing jumped into my mind. Oh, yeah, Joe Rogan's coming on next week. So anyway, we'll talk to him about it. And they just keep pushing the envelope with this show. I mean, now they have one where you got to get naked, walk down a stage. I mean, think about that. There's 100 people in the room. There's producers. There's craft service guys. The cameras are rolling. You're just walking down that stage nude. Guys and girls. Are you in or are you out? They're getting diabolical with that crap. You know, it's weird. Now we've become like these, like Japan, where they had all these crazy game shows where they would, you know, put a cage on a guy's head and put a rat in it and make him ride a unicycle across the desert. We have people just sitting around in rooms trying to think of ways to torture people that won't actually kill them. My God, I'm being raped! Help! Randy?
Hey.
Yeah. You know, one of the things they were talking about doing is, going on a long van ride with Drew's wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Depends on where you're going. Is it the middle of the desert?
No. Yeah, listen, I don't care if we're going to Maui.
Oh.
It'd still be painful.
You know, a moth I would eat. A worm I might even eat also, but scorpions, uh-uh.
Well, you don't eat the scorpions.
No.
You just put a box on your head, so only, just your neck pokes through this box, and then the box is filled with scorpions, worms, and, millipedes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. How many nights after that are you going to dream when you're asleep? And you know that point? You're not dreaming yet. You're just dozing off. You're just starting to go off, and you reach up and smack your neck. All right. Anyway, Randy, what's up?
Well, hey, I just wanted to say thank you. I met you February 12, 2000, when you were in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I handed you something I had written. Am I allowed to say the name of the show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah.
I'd written that script for you in 709.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they used the name that I had given for 709.
What is 709?
Well, in the script that I had written, she had,
Wait, who's 7? I don't watch Star Trek.
Jerry Lynn Ryan.
She's 709?
Yeah, she's on that new, she's on Boston Public.
Oh, that hot blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, she's from Paducah, Kentucky, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's never coming back. That's the bad news.
Whoa!
See, I figured if you got a script that had you kissing 7 of 9,
yeah,
you could have bragging rights.
Yeah. How about I kiss 6 of 9?
Whatever. Hey.
All right, there, bud. I was a little nerds. All right, hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Is that it? Because we're gonna eight of six you.
I understand. I cured my gambling addiction.
Yes, good.
By Sunday nights, they put me in a section of the track where nobody goes to bet. I just plug my laptop in, and I get paid $10 an hour for 6 hours.
That's right. You were addicted to gambling, and you worked at the track. I now remember this conversation. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. Yeah, calling all nerds. Well, you know, the only thing that's worse than a guy who's really into Star Trek is a guy who thinks everyone is really into Star Trek. So he starts talking and weaving in, like, Spock's dad's name and thinks you're supposed to know what the F he's talking about. That's the only thing. That, now you're delusional.
All right, we'll be back.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew is not with us tonight. There was a little bit of confusion about that, but he'll be back tomorrow night. We'll hear all about his trip through the Panama Canal and how all that worked. He also went to Cuba, I understand. So we're going to figure out how that works. And claims he was going to have some sort of meeting with Castro. We'll see how that came out, too. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Anderson said he had a song that he'd worked on as a Christmas present to me. I don't know if that's to me, Andrew, or just to me. Just to me. And that he'd worked on it, and that he was pretty proud of it. And I have not heard it yet. And I believe he's finished with it. And we have the Drew Shuffle and the Drew Boogie, but I don't think we have anything for Adam. So if that's ready to go, Anderson, why don't you give us a treat and let us hear it? I'm going to say something amazingly profound right now. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
My boyfriend literally.
Why?
All you screwed up people. You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
I did some gay porn with my mother, who I had sex with.
Oh, come on. Oh, no.
He had a little yeasty on the peckaroo. All right, I'm giving you all sex starting now. I just got done whacking off to my mom.
Mommy?
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is. Drew is so jealous of my peckaroo. I'm the smartest of all the blue-collar guys, and I'm stupid. The point is if I can do it, anyone can do it.
My boyfriend, literally a millionaire.
Yeah. That is from producer, or I should say engineer Anderson, who did a nice homage to me to fill the gap. Because we got the Drew Shuffle and the Drew Boogie. And what are we gonna call that? Millionaire. Very nice. Had a little Kraftwerk feel to it. Very, very industrial.
It's actually ABC. Who wants to, How to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, that's ABC? Jesus Christ. Well, sounded great. Nice work, Anderson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, let's hop back to the phones, and I'm just going to go by who's been on hold the longest. That would be line six, Landon, who's 15. No, I'm sorry. Hang on, Landon. Mark's been on hold for 56 and a half minutes. Mark.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
That's good there, buddy.
You want to go ahead?
15. What's up?
Oh, wait, I got an Xbox for Christmas.
You got an X what?
Xbox.
Oh, yeah, oh, those are cool, huh?
Those are awesome.
Whoa! That's a video game?
Well, it's a console.
Yeah, but you play videos on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah, it's not the actual game. It's the thing that plays the games, right?
Right, right.
And I got to get hit with the videos. But all I need is another waste of time.
Well, no, he plays, like, DVDs, too, and CDs. And
oh, good.
All that crap.
Who got that for you, folks?
My dad, yeah.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me say this, everybody. Never been a better time to be poor. Stuff is cheap. I was looking. I found a newspaper from 1977. I found a Valley newspaper. The like green sheet or something was in the Valley where I grew up. From 1977, I immediately turned to the electronic page, you know, the Federated Group and these other places. They're probably out of business now that used to sell electronics. I'm looking at a Sony 13-inch color TV, $387, 1977. And let me translate that. I turned the next page. It said car wash, 99 cents. So think about how much that TV set really was in 1977 when the minimum wage now is like $6.50. In 1977, it was like $1.65.
Mm-hmm.
Never been a better time to be poor. Hey, you're poor now. You can lease yourself a BMW 3 Series. All you need is a job for like $35,000-$40,000 a year. School teacher, garbage man, whatever. You can lease yourself a loaded Jeep Cherokee. You can buy yourself a big screen TV and a DVD player and hook up the surround sound, too. Never been a better time to be poor. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. Yeah, I have a masturbation problem.
Never been a better time to masturbate. Never.
Oh, yeah.
Never been.
I finger myself in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if that's normal.
Different hand, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the same hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does that thing, do you rub it or does it go right up in there?
In both.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything we need to know about?
No.
No history, no trauma, nothing, no one fiddling with that area before you got to it?
There was one thing when I was like two, five. My parents are divorced.
Yeah.
And, like, my dad had custody of me,
mm-hmm.
and he took me back, and I had, like, bruises over me, and he said that I fell down the steps, but my mom wasn't sure. And
but you only lived in a one-story house, so it didn't really bother you.
No.
Yeah, and what'd your mom think?
Well, she didn't know what to think, so she took pictures just in case of me, but...
But she would have thought you were physically, not sexually assaulted, right?
Yeah, but I thought that could still have the same effect, right?
No. Yeah, it could. And you have a dad that's a violent, brutal type of a guy?
No.
He's not a bad guy? I mean, do you love him?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is your thing. Why don't you save the fingers as a special treat? Like let's look at your ass as like a trip to Disneyland for your hand. You know what I'm saying? It's not a place you go every day, but maybe a couple times a year so you can enjoy it.
Mm, yeah.
Because here's the problem. If you do it every day, then it just becomes part of your everyday life, and then you got to raise the bar again.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got a lamp or bowling pin up there. All right, Mark. You wondering if you're gay?
No. Well, I mean, I know I'm not, but I don't know.
What do you think about when you're having it yourself? Think about girls?
Yeah.
All right. All the time, ever think about guys?
No.
Okay. Then you're straight, then.
Yeah. I was just wondering if that was normal or if you had heard of people that do that.
It happens from time to time. It's the kind of thing that's hard to get a good tally on because people don't always discuss what they put in their ass when they masturbate.
Right. Yeah.
I'm assuming just from my own personal experience that not that many guys do it when they masturbate.
There's not much you can put up your butt.
But I would say, let me ask my peanut gallery over here. Would you guys say, what percentage of guys fiddle with their rear end when they're masturbating? 5%? Under 5%?
I don't know.
Damien is saying higher, or either that or he's showing that he uses his thumb on himself. 10%? 20%? It can't be that
high. I'm going 20.
20?
Mm-hmm.
2 out of 10 guys put a finger in the ass when they beat off?
one out of five?
Yeah.
I'd say every guy has done it once.
That seems a little... Now, Ann, I'm with you on the have tried it before, but every time you masturbate, you put a finger up there?
Sometimes you use porn, sometimes you don't.
Yeah. You got a good point. Who are you? You got a VCR remote in one hand. You got your Schwanz in the other. You're not that Indian god with all the arms. I mean, you got to do the math.
Well, is it comfortable to have your finger up there? I mean, the reach around?
No.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah. It seems tough. And plus, then what do you got to do? Do it standing up?
Yeah, what if you're laying down?
You can't lay down. Oh, wait a minute. All right, I'm going to say, I got to go down. I got to say it's about 5%.
I'm going higher. Just the gay population alone.
All right, the gay population. But this guy is straight. Anyway, the point is not that many people do it, but it's not unheard of, and you're fine. But if you think it's a problem, why don't you just do it one out of every 10 times you do it, and give yourself a real thrill. All right, now let's get to Landon, who's been on hold second longest at 15. Landon?
Oh, hey, Adam.
What's up? What's your question?
Okay, well, my question is that I met this girl about 2 weeks ago, and I got her phone number, and so I called her about 3 days later. We talked for about half an hour, and I asked her out, and then the phone call ended. But during that phone call and other phone calls, there were always these, like, awkward silences. One actually lasts about 30, 40 seconds. And I was just wondering what to do about these. What? What's so funny?
You get those, like, long things where you go, like, oh, I love those teenage conversations where you go, like, you got Mr. Bernal for math? And they go, yeah.
Something like that.
And you go, he's pretty cool. And she goes, yeah, he's cool. One time when I was taking a test in his class, he's cool. Is that what it sounds like, Landon?
Yeah, something like that. Well, we talk and then we don't talk, and I usually fill the silences with, all right.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was just wondering if I was being too uptight about them, or if there was anything I could do, like find more topics to talk about or something.
Well, it sounds like she's not holding up the conversation.
Yeah, she doesn't do that well at all.
She's probably watching TV or doing her nails or something.
She says she's not doing anything. She's just pretty much there and just sitting there as well.
You know what I like about Landon, too, is Landon's got that teenage thing where you can't figure out how to breathe and talk at the same time. Like, you don't work that cadence out. Like, Landon's got that. So I called this girl, and she answered, and that was about 3 days ago. And then there was these long silences, so we just kept talking. But then she said she wasn't doing anything, but she was really just listening. So I asked her to talk. It's like he's smoking weed. Landon?
Okay, well,
you a little nervous, buddy?
Fun of me there.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Look,
anyway,
here's my point. All right, hold on, Landon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What you need to do is do a little less talking. And I'm thinking of something that rhymes with talk, except I can't think of anything. But you need to see her in person.
Yeah. Well, we have seen in person. Mm-hmm. I see her at school. Met her. And we talk at school, too.
How about you ask her out on a date?
I already have. We just haven't planned the date yet. Like, I call, and sometimes, like, we haven't been able to work our schedules out yet.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
I'm still wondering about that.
You're 15. What kind of schedule do you have?
I don't know. She's usually very busy. Sometimes I'm out with other friends.
Well, you'd work it out for her, though, right?
Yeah.
But she's not working it out for you.
Yeah, like, this weekend she had to go to Tallahassee. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said visiting family.
Driving a truck? Oh, visiting family. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Producer Ann, why don't you weigh in here for a second, but tell me what you think of this. How old is she, 15, Landon?
Yeah, she's 15.
He's got her number. They talk at school. He's been wanting to go on a date with her, but they haven't been able to work out the scheduling yet. To me, that's not a great sign. How about, and you know what, Landon? Talk is, it's bad. Women don't like talking. I know. I've talked myself out of many a pair of panties in my day. You need to call her up, and you need to say, let's do something this weekend. And you need to be assertive. Okay. And if she says no, or she gives you another excuse, then that's it. No more calling her back.
All right.
And then you move on to the next jump.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy?
Yeah, and also, I was just wondering, I've called Loveline before, like 2 times. I was wondering if you remembered me at all.
Yep.
One time I called when the 2 girls from Roswell were on.
Yep.
Shiri and Mahandra.
I remember you very well, Landon.
Are you serious? Or
yep.
Just saying that.
No, I know your canes. You take that big gulp of air.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's all right. That's your mark. That's your signature.
Yeah, all right.
All right, buddy. Now, look, get confident and ask her out.
Yeah, well, I already have.
That's enough. But stop talking so much. Jesus Christ, guys, I'm telling you over and over again, stop the talking. Just sit there and sound cool. Women will go ahead and slap all kinds of cool labels on you if you just look like you're thinking. But don't talk. If you call somebody on the phone and you talk and talk and talk to the point where there's long lulls, where there's no conversation, that means it's time to end the conversation. Blah, 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 blah. Because then you start talking faster, and then you seem desperate, and then the chicks get a little skittish. For some reason, women don't like guys who are big yappers. Later on in life, they're okay with it, but they're not okay with it at the high school level. Ask her out, and if she goes, great, and if she doesn't, leave her alone. Okay, I'm going for who's been on the air the second longest, and that would be James. Yeah. James, you're 16. What's up?
I met this girl at the block about 2 weeks ago.
At the what?
The block. You know, the block of orange?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met her about 2 weeks ago, and, like, I was with my friend, and my two other friends, and we were just walking around, and we saw him, and we started walking around with him, and then I was dared to kiss this girl, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of liked her after a while, like, after that. And then, like, I talked to her, like, 2 days afterwards. And we talked on the phone for, like, 3 hours. And then next night we talked for, like, 5 hours. But then, like, after a while, like, we would just be, like, saying, yeah, uh-huh. And, like, we went out on Tuesday, New Year's Day. And, like, we barely said anything. All we did was, like, held hands and, like, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to know if it's, like, because I'm 16 and she's only, like, 14, and I want to know if that's okay.
What do you want to do with her?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can do nothing with a 3-year-old.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So she likes you. She has to like you, or she want to talk on the phone with you for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Jesus, do you guys remember those conversations?
No. All I remember is, like, the important stuff that she'll expect me to remember.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my older crew here. You know, it's, okay. So James,
yeah,
she's too young to have sex with.
Of course.
But you can be a gentleman and probably take her out on some dates.
Yeah.
All right. If it's okay with her parents, is that what you're asking?
No, just like what I'm, because like when I call her, I don't have anything to talk about, and like.
What'd you talk about when you spoke for 5 goddamn hours?
Well, it's kind of like, because her 2 friends were at her house, too, so, like, we hardly talked. I was just, like, listening.
Okay. Well, look, it's funny. We got a little theme going tonight. But you can talk for 10 minutes, or you can talk for 10 hours. You talk until you get to the end, and then you say, I look forward to seeing you on Friday or on Saturday or next weekend or whenever you're going to see him next, and you hang up the phone. You don't have to keep them engaged on the phone. I used to remember having these conversations. You talk to someone you like for like 14 hours on the phone. Whenever you're in love, that's a thing. And then you get a little older and you get hooked up with somebody, you get married to somebody, you see them every day, and you can't get off the phone fast enough. It's always like, yeah, where are you? Yeah, where are you? Where, at home? Okay. Oh, where? Work? Okay. Okay. I hear Drew talk to his wife. He's getting off the phone before he picks up. It's crazy. It's like, hello? Oh, yeah. Okay. All righty then. She's like, hi, how you doing, Drew? I'm doing good. All right then. Oh, what about the kids? Okay. Well, look, you know what you get into when you've been with someone for a long time? I'll, we'll talk when I see you. I'll be back. You want me to pick up something? You want me to pick up something for dinner? Alright, I'll swing by the Colin kitchen, pick up like a pot roast or something. Alright, then, we'll talk then. Okay. Alright. See you in hell. Okay. Bye bye.
I love you too, man.
What happened to those marathon conversations? Even getting to this, then you get into this stuff. What are you watching? I don't know. The sound's down. Oh. Well, what channel's it on? I'll put it on, too. Well, I don't know. I think we got different cable stations. What's MTV where you are? It's 27? Oh. Because ours is something like in the 70s. Oh. Well, hold on. Let me try to find it. What's on right now? Is it a Clear Cell commercial? Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll turn the sound down. Who is that? Is that Carson? Yeah. He's cool. Start talking about stuff that you're watching. Yeah. Then you get into this stuff, like, then someone, like, comes into the room. Yeah, okay. Who is that? That's my dad. Oh. What'd he want? He just said he's going to bed. Oh. Is he cool? Yeah. What do you think he's watching? I don't know. Cool. She's like, so some kind of marathon to see who doesn't hang up first? I'm telling you, when I gave my phone, oh, I know I've told this story before, but it's tell old stories night because Drew's out of town. When I have my Catholic little brother about 10 years ago, and he hooked up with some chick who lived in Kentucky. He met her on the internet, and they had those teenage phone calls. What are you thinking about? Just thinking about what you're thinking about? What are you thinking about? Well, I asked what you were thinking about, so obviously I was thinking about what you were thinking about. Oh, me too. Yeah. I hate history. Yeah, sucks. Yeah. He was having these kind of conversations, except for it was in Kentucky. He was calling from L.A., and he had my calling card. So I got my phone shut off. I gave this kid my calling card because his mom said no more four-hour conversations to Kentucky. So my Catholic little brother was going to the payphone and putting in like $9 worth of nickels and calling Kentucky. Now he's standing out on La Cienega Boulevard going, what time is it there? Oh, yeah. 2 hours? Or three? Oh, cool. Do you hate math? Me too. What are you watching? So I gave the kid my calling card and I say to him, Nate, I will know. I will get the bill. If you talk on the phone with her 100 minutes, I will get a bill for 100 minutes. And if you do it for 1,000 minutes, I will get it for 1,000 minutes. Whatever you do, I will get it. I will get it broken down on this bill. And you're paying for it. He had a job at the cafeteria. I didn't have any money at the time. So I said, look, talk to her for 2 minutes. Talk to her for 5 minutes every day. But then hang up. Use it responsibly. You can use my calling card for the rest of your life. But screw up, and I'm going to take it away. If I get a bill for $500, I'm taking this calling card. And believe me, I will know at the end of the month. He said, fine. I said, just be mellow. He said, I understand. 3 weeks later, I got my phone shut off. They shut it off. I didn't even get a letter because he'd ran up such a high bill in like a 10-day period. He ran up like $400 in 10 days. And it wasn't even enough time for them to send me the bill. They literally shut my phone off. I didn't even know that they could do that. They shut the phone off and I had to borrow $400 and go down there and pay it in person. That is what a teenager is capable of, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, when we come back, who has been hold the fifth longest. Dad threatens to beat him. All right. That sounds good. We'll talk to Steve after this. Hey, y'all. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew will be in here tomorrow night. There's a little confusion tonight. When he comes in, we'll get all reacquainted with Drew, and he'll tell us all about his trip to Panama and South America and Central America and Cuba and all. He took some crazy cruise that went through everywhere. So we'll talk all about that with him tomorrow night. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Eating someone's ass.
Ooh, it's Drew talking dirty. We're just reminiscing about all those crazy marathon conversations we used to have in junior high, high school, even out of high school, 18, 19, 20. You meet somebody, you're really into them. You're into that phase. Those long, long conversations come in the phase, not right at the very beginning when you don't know them that good, and not in the middle or end when you know them too well. Just that. I know you well enough so we can talk on the phone for 5 hours, but not so well that we've run out of stuff to say. Engineer Anderson said he actually used to put the phone down on his nightstand and go to bed, and his girl would put the phone down on her nightstand and go to bed, and that way technically no one hung up on each other. She's probably still laying there, Anderson, waiting for you to reply. Anderson! Okay. I'm going to hang up in 8 more years. And they would wake up, and he would wake her up by yelling into his phone, which was on her nightstand. I mean, his phone, which is on his nightstand, and hers, which is sitting open. Can you really, can you keep a phone off the hook? Can you keep a line going that long without somebody intervening and just hanging up?
It was local.
Local? What about your parents?
No calls in the middle of the night. We woke up for school so early that...
So you talk into the wee hours of the night and then say, okay, we're going to bed, and then put the phone down and go to bed. She said she could hear you snoring.
I didn't even like her. That's the sad part. I just felt bad.
Imagine how long you would have stayed on the phone with her if you liked her.
I'd still be on the phone.
It's crazy. Your ear would start hurting, so you'd switch the phone to the other ear, and then you'd try to fluff up that ear like a pillow because it'd been pushed down. You'd get cauliflower ear from talking on the phone too long. And you start going about this, by the way, the 6 hour phone conversation, this is where my second greatest invention, second only to the heated sofa and the jeans that have the panty lines sewn into them, which is the flush delay on the toilet. Yeah, you do your business, you hit the flusher, and 10 seconds later it goes off. Nothing worse than them hearing that toilet flush in the background when you're in the middle of some intimate conversation. All right, we said we would speak to... What happened to the guy whose dad beat him? Wasn't that line one? Is he gone? All right, I'm going on. I'm just going in order of who's been on hold the longest. And Kevin, you're up. You're 16.
All right.
What's up?
Do you know how much do you know about phone wiring?
Not all that much, but it's safe.
Well, dog chewed through the cord.
Yeah.
I went and I tried to repair it myself. It works now. I just wanted to know how long that'll last, or if I should repair the or replace the cord.
Well, here's the deal. Phone wires are very low voltage, but they're very fine wires, and there's a whole bunch of them, and it's very tricky. And once they get screwed up, you get a bad connection. And they actually make connectors for phone wires. They're these little button-sized things. You put them over it, and you crimp it with a pair of pliers, and it works okay. But I would replace that phone line.
Yeah, I didn't have any special tools. I used a kitchen knife and scotch tape.
Well, it's never going to be right again, so get a new one, all right?
All right.
All right there, Kevin.
Back.
I had a nice Homer Simpson-type moment today. I was doing a little, had the router out, was underneath a kitchen cabinet, had it plunged into the bottom of it, was routing around, and hit some wiring that was in there for the under cabinet lights, and had a huge spark go up, little flame shoot out, and the breaker kick.
Don't!
Thank you. That was just today. Who's been on hold the second longest? That'd be Aaron, who's 22. Aaron?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, Adam. I want your opinion on a little situation I have.
All right.
All right, there's this girl, and I can say I'm in love with her. You know, I mean, I would do anything for this girl.
Well, and you talk on the phone with her for 11 hours?
Yeah, there's been times like that. Actually, one night after we got into this fight, I walked across my lawn in my underwear to the store to talk on the payphone because I hadn't had my phone line connected yet. I just moved into this house.
And you sat on the payphone for an hour?
Yeah, yeah. In my underwear, though, and it's December, you know, so it's...
Yeah, well, with the F word. Jesus Christ. Aaron, you can't use the F word on the air. Said it was effing cold. That's the other thing that pisses me off when people are conducting business on the, well, you never use them anymore, but on the payphone. Guy's been on there for like a half hour with his old lady and you're standing around because you're trying to call the auto club. And what the hell is that? What is it with people that aren't... Payphone's like an emergency thing. The other thing I can't figure out is I've seen a zillion 1-800-COLLECT commercials. I've done a zillion 1-800-COLLECT commercials and still can't figure out who's making the collect calls. Who's making them? I mean, I did the goddamn commercials. I don't know what's going on. I made a collect call when I was 13 at the movie theater for my mom to pick me up in 1945. Like, how many collect calls have you made in the last 5 years? Have you made one? Even if you made three in the last 10 years. I mean, think about it. You turn the TV on, you will see Carrot Top, or you'll see Jeremy McGrath. We'll probably be in on this show sometime in the next few months, because the Supercross is coming to town. Or you see Ava Save-A-Lot, who is, what's her name, from Alyssa Milano. You see one of these commercials every single time you turn the TV on to call collect, and who is calling collect? And I know they're saying, well, students call collect, but wouldn't you just want your kid calling you and then you pay his bill? Like if your kid is off at college, isn't it cheaper just to pick up the phone and call home the regular way? Who's doing all the collect calling? This is what I want an answer to. And when someone can give me an answer to why is this collect calling business a $200 billion a year business? I mean, obviously this has to be a huge business. Otherwise it would not see millions of commercials for it. And number two, and when that question is answered, then someone must answer me this question. What about those phone numbers that you call in to get a wake-up call? You see them advertised late-night TV? Bob Jenkins missed his promotion today because he overslept. Call 1-900-WAKE-UP, and we'll call you and wake you up. $2 a call. Is anyone ever calling? I mean, Ann, you called a wake-up? How does that work? Where are you? Are you camping? Where could you be that you don't have an alarm, or when you're in a hotel, you get a wake-up call?
I've done it at home when I have to wake up and I'm afraid my alarm's not going to go off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're that deep a sleeper that you're scared to get up?
I work Loveline late, and yeah, there are times when
you're scared.
I'm afraid something's going to happen. My alarm's not going to go off, and I need that phone to ring next to my head.
So you have called those wake-up numbers.
Absolutely.
But don't you think that most people, and there are a lot of people who have this problem, they're heavy sleepers, and they know they have a tendency to reach over and smack the alarm. These people usually have made modifications in their life. I mean, they have two alarms. They have a system worked out because they know they've missed too many things, and they do this. But you have none of those systems in place, and you've called. How many times have you called? I've never met a person who's done this.
Really? Wow.
I haven't done it.
And this is before I had kids.
I've not quizzed everyone I know, but every time I bring this up, everyone just looks at me and says, I don't know. Why would you call this number?
I've probably done it about a dozen times in the past 8 years.
And
so it's not a regular
How thing. Much is it?
I think, like you said, about $2.
And who, when you call, who do you get? You get a recording?
Yeah, you get a recording, and you just dial, like, AM, PM.
And you dial your number in.
Your number, uh-huh.
And it rings right at that time.
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right. And thank you for answering that.
But there's got to be somebody else out there. They can't be, you know.
But I just mean, if you're traveling, you're at a hotel, and you get a wake-up call. And when you're at home, you're at home. I mean, it seems like you'd have that worked out at your home, wouldn't you? I mean, you have to wake up every day. But you're saying twice a year you go fishing, and you get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll buy that. All right. Here's one more. I need one more question answered. I don't know why, but like I said, Drew's not here tonight, so we can just talk about whatever. The turndown service in a hotel. When they turn down the bed, you stay at a hotel, and some maid will come by, or they'll call you. It'll be like 8:30 at night. Mr. Corolla, yeah? Would you like the bed turned down? Turned down? Yeah. How's that work? Woman comes up and pulls part of the sheet back. What part? The top. I'm sitting on the bed. Yeah, she'll go ahead and just take the comforter and fold it back just a little bit so I could get into the bed. Yeah. And, you know, I got use of my arms. Yeah, we can just turn that down for you. You want to turn that down? Who? I gotta know, I wanna meet the guy who goes, yeah, come on by. Because I'm not gonna make it under that sheet without a gal coming by and go ahead and pull the corner off.
But you get chocolate too.
You get a little square, you get that little square of chocolate which they'll put on your pillow. But do you think, I mean, the turndown service sounds, it's absolutely bizarre. I don't know where it emanates from. It must have been started somewhere. It's something you could definitely do without. And they, like I said, the last time I was at a hotel, they called and want to know if they should come by. And if they don't call and you're not there, they will just turn it down. They will come into your room. They will take, it's not the whole bed. It just take the corner. They pull it out just a little bit and turn it just a little bit. They just dog ear the corner a little bit.
Don't they usually take the bedspread off, though?
No.
No?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Huh.
All right. And you do get that little mint chocolate thing, so I guess there is something in it for you. But for the price of some guys making $8 an hour wandering around your room while you're out on the town, it's probably not worth it. Not that they're going to steal anything, but you know that feeling of someone just walking around the room kind of thing. All right. So the turndown service, the who's making all the collect calls,
aye,
and the wake-up call, which we found out producer Ann does use. We'll look into more mysteries after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew not here tonight, so we've taken a turn for the eclectic on the show. I'm talking about what I want to talk about and sometimes what you want to talk about, and I'm going to see if I can power through and take some calls. Line 6 is Jason, who's 22. Did you settle the thing where a guy crashed into you?
Yeah, where you were complaining about the court system when they...
Oh. Yeah, don't get me launched on that. You know, I'll do the first hour of the next show for that.
Okay.
Yes, here's what happened. My car was totaled some years ago, and I never did really get the money out of the guy because of the horrid court system. Which, in a nutshell, if you got a parking ticket from 1952 that you got when you were on vacation in Canada, they will track you down. And they will tell you exactly how much you owe, including penalties and interest. And when you go to renew your driver's license, they will tell you to pay that. Otherwise, you will not be able to renew your license. But if somebody owes you money, there's not a goddamn thing they can do. Nope, can't find him. Don't know where he is. Don't bother us. So, yeah, guy totaled my car, and I never did get the money. But thank you, Jason.
Yeah, I think
thanks for pulling the scab off that wound, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
got to, seriously, all kidding aside, maybe dedicate like 10, 15 minutes of each show to, I just ran about certain topics. That's my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, thank you. But I my problem is I end up dedicating an hour and a half of each show to that. All right, Jason. I appreciate
it. Take care, man.
All right. We're going to keep moving here and talk to Steve, who's 19. Steve?
Hey, what's up?
Is it wrong to ask out a girl you taught tennis to?
Well, here's the thing. She's still in high school, and I'm out in college, and I'm coaching her actually. Well, I did coach. The season's over now. Like, her high school tennis team. And she and I, like, we kind of hit it off.
But you weren't a teacher.
No, I'm not a teacher, but I'm like a coach.
Right. Are you a coach at the school, or were you just working with the school, like subcontracted?
I'm subcontracted. I'm paid, but I'm like not, you know, in faculty.
How hot, by the way, is the tennis skirt? Is there anything hotter on a young chick than those little socks with the little balls on the bottom of them?
Tennis skirt, maybe?
Like, the tennis skirt, which is like intentionally made to be so high that the bottom of the panties hang out.
And whenever they return serve, I don't want to sound like a perv, but I mean, they just sit there and they're crouched and they're bent and swerving, and it's like a lap dance.
Hey, here's the deal. Why not?
You gotta be ashamed of yourself.
Well, but why not just play in your underpants? If you're gonna wear a skirt that's hiked up so high,
good question.
That your underpants hang out.
They actually make specially designed panties. Like, you're supposed to look at them. Apparently, they're designed like, you know, with smiley faces or whatever.
I know the chicks' panties hang out of the bottom of the skirt. They don't make a tennis skirt that goes down low enough so that the panties don't hang out.
If you ever call them tennis panties, they'll go, no, those are pantaloons.
Oh, yeah, because they don't want to sexualize it.
Apple and orange doesn't make it an apple.
Right.
Don't play tennis normal.
All right. Well, listen, I love that look. And look, if she's 17, you're 19, you're in town, or you go away to college?
I go away to college, but she's going to the same one next year.
All right. Well, hit her up. No, you can't have sex till she's 18, though.
Also, just if I could add something really quick.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you say Drew is a board-certified addiction medicine specialist, you should say, I am an apprentice, carpenter, blah, 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 you know? And then both answer questions about home improvement or, you know, medical.
I should give my credentials?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
But not apprentice carpenters, journeyman.
Oh, good job.
Thanks. All right, let's keep it moving here and speak to John, who's on line 3. John, you want to know what kind of carb to put on your 65 Nova?
Yeah, I just rebuilt the motor.
What's it got? A
fork rate motor.
It's got a 350 in it?
Yeah, it's the Chevy ZZ fork rate motor setup.
What's the compression?
I'm looking probably 8.5, 9 to 1.
Wait a minute, 8.5 and 9 is a little bit low.
Well, you know, supercharger maybe.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you're going naturally aspirated, I would go with a higher compression. But
well,
if you're gonna supercharge it, then it's okay to have a little lower compression.
Either.
All right. I don't know. You want to go with like a 750 Holley double pumper?
Gas, man, gas. I've also got a Carter, and I got a Holley.
Thank God for Dr. Drew.
Well, hold on a second. You got a 65 Nova with a 350 small block in it, with 9-to-1 compression that you're thinking about putting a blower on, and you're worried about gas mileage?
Well, it all depends, man. It all depends. Money is an issue here.
Okay, but is this your everyday car?
Yeah, for now.
All right. I'll put a 650 Holley on it.
Oh, man. Come on.
What do you want?
I want the best of both worlds. I want the fast car that still gets good gas mileage, but I don't see it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, if you just put a 750 Holley double pumper on it and don't drive it too hard.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Gas is cheap now, isn't it? You don't have to worry about gas. Do you? It's like a buck a gallon.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, listen, seriously, gas, I know it's like Grandpa Adam tonight, but gas was a buck a gallon when the minimum wage was $2, and now the minimum wage is $6.50, and gas is still a buck a gallon. So do the math. Even if you're not rich, gas shouldn't be costing you that much. I mean, it shouldn't be a huge concern, especially when you want the power. All right, let's talk to Aaron. Aaron, 22?
Yeah.
You want to repair a relationship?
Yeah.
Jealousy got in the way. Oh, you cussed on the air. More cussing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no cussing. You're one of those jealous guys.
No, I don't know if I'd call it jealousy or if I was selfish. I think I was more selfish. Like, she came over and she was saying something. She had to go home. Her dad wanted her to...
Hey,
Aaron, give me a hug.
Aaron, here's our prom.
Okay.
I got about 15 seconds here, so here's the advice I'm going to give you.
Okay.
You got to do two things.
Uh-huh.
The first one's easy, second one's tough.
Okay.
First one, apologize for whatever it is you did and swear you won't do it again. The second part is don't do it again. That's the tough part. That's the bitch. And those are the only two things, guys. When you want to try to repair some damage or make up, sincerely apologize, at least enough so they believe you. And then the problem is you can't do it again for at least 6 months. There you go. It's just like when your boss catches you stealing something or showing up late or taking a leak in the freezer like I did when I worked at the McDonald's. Apologize, and then you can't do it again for like 6 months. All right, we'll be back. Well, there it is. Made it through a show with out Dr. Drew. He will definitely be in here tomorrow night. I want to thank you guys for hanging in and bearing with me tonight and listening to all my kooky stories. I want to thank the Loveline staff for hanging out and contributing and getting involved in making what could have been a strenuous night easy and carefree. All right, so thanks a lot. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for... Adam Carolla saying, mahalo. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'12". Almost 6.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.